The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yochanan Metzger, Mechaber Sefer Eruvei Ha'ir V'Hashchuna, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For halachic wills and estates, or other inyana yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
We'll discuss a common scenario in a community Erev. A lot of times when a shtat, a city, puts up an Erev, there are individuals that put up an Erev on their block or in their complex for one of two reasons. Either they put up the Erev in their complex out of concern due to inclement weather. Sometimes the Erev would fall down, the community Erev would fall down, and therefore as a backup plan, they have the Erev in their duplex or in their complex on their block to fall back on, and at least they'll be able to carry in their on their block or in their complex. And they have their own pass on their block, and on the side that the community Erev is Kayim, is up to Shabbos, then they're willing to carry an entire city. Or another reason why they put up an Erev on their block is they're chayshish for certain shitas. One, for example, the sheet of the Rambam, they can only use it to Rosh HaPesach on two sides. The other two have to be an Emid Mrubal Aparetz, or any other sheet that they're concerned of. And therefore they're machmir, and they make a private Erev on their block or in their complex. And a shaila comes up, is what happens if one week they forgot to set aside pas for the Erev. And the community has already made their Erubi Chatzeres, and they put their pas in the shul, like the minig is, like the Rama says in Shin Samach Vav, Siv Gimel, that the minig is that they leave the pas there in the Beis HaKnesses. And they forgot to put an Erev, they forgot to put the pas of Erev in their complex on their block. They have proper mechitzas surrounding the complex, proper mechitzas around their block. And the shaila is, could they rely on the pas that's in the Beis HaKnesses? Meaning that the one who's mezakeh the pas in the Beis HaKnesses is mezakeh for the entire city. Everyone in town, including the people in the complex, including the people on the block, they have a chelik in the pas. And they're all living in one area. Can they suffice? Does the pas need to be in the rishus that they're being ma'ariv or not? So the mechaber in Siman Shin Samach Hey in Sif Ches, he says, Mavish neshtatfu bay, Mavish that they made a shetufim mevoyas, finish bra kaira, and the kaira, which was mati the tiltel, broke. I say chatzer sheherev munach bay, the chatzer that the erev is in, the pass is in, the chatzeres of psuches loy, and the chatzeres that are open to the chatzer, that are able to take the pass, to get to the pass, mutar they continue carrying. Avo chatzeres shem psuches loy say chatzer, they do not have direct access to that chatzer, their access would have been through the mavoy, and now they are unable to metaltal the mavoy because the kaira broke. Asuras are not allowed to be metaltal. So the Magen Avraham in Sifkot and Tezvav, he writes based on this Vitzarch, writes Ulodidan Shano Manichin Ha'irav Beis HaKnesses, and us that are minigus to put the Erev in the Beis HaKnesses, and Nishba Atikon Baisei Mavoy, if the Tikon broke in the Mavoy where the Beis HaKnesses is, Kol HaMavoyis Asurais, all the Mavoyis are also to carry, and Afilu Yeshlam Tikon Bifnei Atzmai, even if they are their own proper Tikon, Elam Ken Yechayim Lahavi Erev Etzlon, unless they're able to get the Erev to them on Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham Shita is that in a situation where the Erev is in the Beis HaKnesses, and you want to be metaltal in your mavoy, if there's no way for you to get to the Beis HaKnesses on Shabbos, the tikkun of the Beis HaKnesses, by the mavoy of the Beis HaKnesses is broken, then your other Erev would not be good. However, the Ben Oizit disagrees with the Magen Avraham based on a Gemara on our Blat Davayim Chesem at Beis. The Gemara says, "Boy, when Rav Yosi Meirava, Asoy LeIlon Tula Mahu." We had mentioned earlier in the parak that in order to ma'arav to Rishuyas, one needs to have a Pesach and access from one Rishus to another Rishus. And if there is mechitza between the two Rishuyas, one would need to set up a kisei, a chair that reaches within three tvachim of the top of the mechitza. And then one will be able to ma'arav the two Rishuyas. So the Gemara has a shaila. If let's say there was a tree that one's able to climb on the tree to go over the fence, that suffices as a sulam, a ladder to be able to ma'arav the two Rishuyas. Now, going on Mishtamish B'ilon on Shabbos is an Issa de Rabbanon. So the Gemara has a shaila that we have a klal that davar shu mishum shvos, something which only helps me the rabbanon, bein hashmoshes, if it's b'mokim mitzvah, we're able to be matur that is to the rabbanon. So the Gemara has a shayla, that do we say that since the ilon, bein hashmoshes, one is able to climb on the tree to get over to the next rishos, therefore we would be able to see it as a pass between the two rishiyas, to ma'arav them together? Or do we say that since throughout the course of the entire Shabbos, da'ina once it's Vade Shabbos, it's also midrabbanon to go on the Elon, to go from one Rishus to another Rishus, the Erev would not suffice? That's one Shaila of the Gemara. Then the Gemara has another Shaila. Asoyel Asherah Sulam. Now, what happens if I use an Asherah tree, which is a tree that was worshipped as Avodah Zarah, which is also Bano, Asai on Shabbos, Asai during the week? Would we say that would also suffice to be a pass between the two Rishuyas? And the Gemara says, Amar Lei, Ilan Mutter V'Asherah Asura. And the Gemara says that an Ilan would suffice to be a Sulam, would be a pass between the two Rishuyas, V'Asherah Asura. But if you have an Asherah tree, that would not suffice to connect the two Rishuyas. And the Gemara says, Maskev L'Rav Chisto Adrabo, Ilan Shiyas Shabbos Gairim Lai, Ilan, which is an Isser of Shabbos, the Isser to go on the tree is a Shabbos related Isser, therefore it's an Isser, because we're trying to put an Eruv Chaseiros to connect the two Rishiyas, we're trying to be Matur in Isser Shabbos, but that same Isser Shabbos that we're trying to be Matur, making one Pesach, is screaming that there is no Pesach. Mashayna Asher, she's a Dovahacha Gairim Lai, that means that Shabbos is no Isser to go on the tree. It's a side Isser, but as far as Shabbos is concerned, we would be able to see the tree as connecting the two Rishiyas. And the Ritva and Kiveg over there, why if the Asher does not have the Isser of Shabbos as well, of Mishtamash Bilon? So then I would say, Loi Nitzar. That's a Chista's question. And as far as Halachi is concerned, so we have Machlekes HaMeirayim, regarding if you make an Ilon as access from the two Rishiyas, or an Asher of the access to the Rishiyas, does that suffice to make the Rishiyas one? And as far as Halachi and Simen Shinayim Beis and Siftas Vav, the Shulchan Aruch brings a machlekes rishonim. He said, "Oh, yeah, ilan b'tzara kaisel v'asau sulam l'kaisel." He wanted to use the ilan as a sulam. Im rotsu ma'arven echad. The first sheet of the mechaber holds im rotsu ma'arven echad does suffice. Alamos asher sulam l'kaisel. Ei ma'arven echad. Nishasul alisul amin atayra even ben hashmoshes. Shri yasura ba'ano. Rosh lo kasev behepach. The ilan ain't a mayor. The ilan does not work. Vashera miyalas. Vushete yevesha. Nasher only helps if it's dry, there will be no mishtamish b'ilam, and then there will be mutter to ma'ar the two rishis. So the Shulchan Aruch is saisim, the first sheet of the Shulchan Aruch, is that although if you want to have a tree between the two rishis, although there's an issur d'rabbanon to climb on the tree, bein hashmoshes, nonetheless, bein hashmoshes were matur issur d'rabbanon b'mokei mitzvah, making a ruvi chaseris is considered a mitzvah, and therefore the Erev would suffice. So the Eben Ezer asks, that we see open halach in Shulchan Aruch, that the stam of the Shulchan Aruch seems to paskin that asoy le'ilon sulam is kosher, and even though there's an issur d'rabbanon to be metal to go on an ilon ben hashmoshes makim mitzvah where we disregard the issur. So at the end of the Eruv says that gam there's an issur to be metal to the Eruv through a karmelis, the Eruv that's in the Beis HaKnesses through a karmelis into our rishos. However, since it's only an issur d'rabbanon and the ikar kin of the Eruv is ben hashmoshes, therefore, it would suffice the fact that I have access to get the Erev Bein HaShmoshes and Beis HaKnesses, and then I would be able to metaltel in this chatzer. That's the sheet of the Eben Ezer, and therefore he argues in the Magen Avraham, and he says, according to the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Shin Ayin Beis, should come out that it would be mutter, we could rely on the path that is in the shul. That's Eben Ezer sheet. Rabbi Kiveger on the blat, he brings the Eben Ezer, and he asks Shaila. He asks, "V'chine l'chayre kasha, ma bekachta ben hashmoshes ave pesach? Why do we care the fact that there's a pesach ben hashmoshes that's only nisid the rabbanon to climb on an elon, and therefore I've accepted the two rishis ben hashmoshes? Hamikomakim le'ave pesach l'kulei yaima. La'maisa, I don't have access to all Shabbos, and I need to have access to all Shabbos to consider the rishis one." And he says, "I'm going to have Ramas Miramas to the Shaila," and he shtals to the sugya on Simen Shinai and Dalit, where over there there's a concept called Hail Vutra Utra. The Gemara brings this concept on that Ayin Amid Beis. The Gemara brings a concept called Shanesa Limitza Shabbos. It's also Lekola Shabbos, and it was Mutta in the beginning of Shabbos. It's Mutta Lekola Shabbos. The Halacha plays itself out. For example, if one were to have a Pesach, and they get our Perek, in the onset of Shabbos, in the middle of Shabbos, the Pesach falls in, the stones fall in, that there's no Pesach between the two Rishis, nonetheless one still be able to metal to one Rishis to another Rishis, based on the concept called Ha'el V'Utra Utra. So the Magen Avraham is Mirameis, that although on Shabbos there's no Pesach between the two Rishis, because you're not allowed to climb on a tree on Shabbos, but based on the cloud of Ha'el V'Utra Utra, it's mutter to continue being metaltal from one rishos to another rishos. That's the Magen Avraham is Merames too. But Rav Kiva Eiger asks, is that Lechayra? Taisa says in the Samachei Amid Beis, and the Rosh Hashita is like that as well, in Perek Ches and Simin Vav, that the concept of Ha'el V'Utra Utra is only said if the Isra is not aimed to happen. And we're not expecting the Isra to happen on Shabbos, we're not expecting the Pesach to fall in, to crumble, and then we say Ha'el V'Utra Utra. But in a situation where we're expecting this to happen, that we're not to the cloud of Ha'el V'Utra Utra, and the Ramah passes like that in Simin Shin Samachei and Siv Zayin, that something is aimed to happen, we do not apply the cloud of Ha'el V'Utra Utra. Therefore, Rabbi Kiva Eiger asks, is that how can we say the cloud of Ha'el V'Utra Utra? We know that on Shabbos, the Elon would be the Issa to climb on the Elon, and the Eter of the going from Rishus to another Rishus, although that's there Ben Ashmashis, which is only Issa the Rabban to climb on the Elon, but we know that that Issa will be in effect on Shabbos, and therefore how we would not be able to apply the cloud of Ha'el V'Utra Utra. And therefore, Kveger goes back to his Shaila, that will Chai, we do not have a Pesach throughout the course of the entire Shabbos. And Rabbi Kiva Eiger answers, and he says, really, it's based on the Gemara, in our plot, that although it's also to carry on Shabbos, also be also to go on the Elon on Shabbos, but since it's only Machmas Isser, Rabbi Kiva Eiger says, so therefore, we would apply the concept of Ayyad Yisur, like the Gemara says, that it's merely Mitzad and Matthias, you have access, it's just a side halacha in Amish Tamshim Elon that does not give you access. So as long as Ben Ashmashas, I was able to get there, that would suffice to Me'ar of Echad, as long as it has a Shem Pesach between the two Rishiyas, because I'm able to access just Ayar Yisur of Yelah, then Rabbi Kiva Eiger says, the Erev would be kosher. Then Rabbi Kiva Eiger says, we have two Ma'ilas. One is the fact that Ben Ashmashas, I'm actually able to get there, because the Issud Rabbanon is waived in Malki Mitzvah, and the fact that there is a Pesach between the two Rishiyas on Shabbos, just Ayar Yisur of Yelah, then that would be matter, the Erev, to make them one Rishiyas. The Chazanish in Simon Tzadik Vav, in Sivkot and Laman Aleph, he also brings the same kash as Rabbi Kiva Eiger, and goes with the same halach as Rabbi Kiva Eiger, and he explains it a little bit. He says that since according to Rabbi, Bein Ashmashas was a Pesach, since I had access to go from one Rishus to another Rishus, Bein Ashmashas, because it was only Nisud the Rabbanon, so therefore, since it was Roy Latashmish, upon the beginning of Shabbos, we can view it as a Pesach in the entire Shabbos. And in order to get a Shem Pesach, it had to be that it had some access in the onset of Shabbos. Once it has some access, it has a Shem Pesach, and therefore it retains a Shem Pesach throughout the entire Shabbos. Oh, that's the Chazanish L'Chayra, and Rabbi Kiva Eiger explained it. So Rabbi Kiva Eiger gets, getting back to the case of Eben Ezer, Rabbi Kiva Eiger says, and although we apply the concept of Ayur D'Yisura V'Yalel, and as long as it's okay, you were able to get it on the onset of Shabbos, the Erev Ischal, however, that's only when there's Ayur D'Yisura V'Yalel, the side Isser, but over here with the Isser to be metaltal from the Beis HaKnesses to the complex or to this block, is an Isser D'Rabbana, it's an Isser Shabbos, an Isser Total of Shabbos. Maybe over there it's not called Ayur D'Yisura V'Yalel, that's an Isser Shabbos that's being Ma'akiv. And then we cannot view it as a Pesach. Since the Isser is a Shabbos like Isser, we would not be able to view it as a Pesach. And there, Kveger blames with a Tzarechian, a Shaila, if we could rely on Devin Ezer's Kula. The Chazenish, and Simon Tzadik Vav, and Sivkot Lamed Hei, he asks on Rabbi Kiva Eiger, he says that although Rabbi Kiva Eiger's Yisayid is correct when the two Rishiyas are next to each other, like the case of Asoy Le'ilon Sulam, that's because we can say, because of the concept of Ayat Yisur Avila, we can see the two Rishiyas being combined as one. However, Kol Shem Hafsik, Rabbi Chazanish says, between the Hafsik of a Karmel in between the two Rishiyas, then Tzarechian, how could you say that all the Rishiyas are one? The whole concept of a Rubi Chatzairis is that we see the house of the Rishiyas being one. So if the two Rishiyas are side by side, just there's an equal for the gap one Rishiyas to another Rishiyas. So we can say, Ayat Yisura V'Yalel says that the Rishiyas are one. Mashain Kain, where the Mokim, where the pass is on Shabbos, is far from the Rishos, and even though it's Ayat Yisura V'Yalel, but since the Karmels would not be Nichla on the Heter Tiltol, would not be Nichla on the Erev, how can we view, and with this Eruvi Chatzairis, the Rishiyas being one? In other words, Ayat Yisura V'Ale would help to consider the two Rishiyas that are next to each other as one, if the Ikuv is a Davar Tzadi. But if the two Rishiyas, where the passes, are not next to each other, how can you view the Rishiyas as one? And the Chazanisha's Tain is really Mavur in the Taz. In the Taz, in Simen Shin Samach Vav, in Tzivkot and Gimel, the Taz writes, Nearly the Mabesa Knesset Zeshar Bayesh Shemuruch Be'erev who Benyin She'asur L'Taltosham. One who does not have access to that Rishot, he does not let him Taltos there. Gan She'en Shem Eruv Emevayet Zeshuchutz La'erev Ein Klum Ba'isi Eruv. Doesn't help you the fact that the Eruv Chatzeres is in the Beis HaKnesses. Kivon She'atam Shal Eruv Chatzeres Katzivatur Danochayish Mekilu Kulan Darim Ba'isi Bayis, who are living in that house. Nekol Chatzeres Shaychim L'Sham have connection to the house. Kani Yevshalayim Erkein. The also a talposham in the chateres, you cannot carry from the chateres to the mukim of the passes. The avagav the isra told us only the rabbanon, and we say that an isra the rabbanon the gazal ben hashmoshes. Hainuli in kinias eiriv zaktetaz. You want to know if the king of the eiriv, and in order for me to say that I have access to the eiriv ben hashmoshes, it is only a siddur abundant to allow me that does not allow me to get the access. We say legazol ben hashmoshes. Nashein where I need to see all the rishiyas as one that has to be throughout the course of the entire Shabbos. And Hartzvi is marchiv on this over here. And Hartzvi says there are two parts to an Eruv. One is to be kind of shvisam, to decide where are you living. And you have to establish where you're living on the onset of Shabbos. And that suffices bein hashmoshes. And that we say that all there is an issur d'rabbanon. Not allowing you to be kind of shvisam in another makkah. And we say that, like Azra of Chazal, we're not kaizen an issur d'rabbanon b'makkah mitzvah bein hashmoshes. But there's another concept of Eruv Chatzeres, besides for being kind of shvisa, letting us know where you are living, that the Chatzeres that you're trying to combine have to have access to each other. It has to be that they're able to metalt from one to another on Shabbos. If you can't metalt from one Rishus to another Rishus, then Zokta Har Tzvi, an explanation of this task, then we don't see the Rishus being one Rishus. Based on this understanding, should come out that in our Shaila, with individuals in this complex or on the block, forgot to put an Eruv of Pass, and you want to rely on the Eruv of the Beis HaKnesses, the Pass that's in the Beis HaKnesses, would come out that according to the Magen Avraham, the Taz, and the Chazon Ish, since there's no Heter Tiltul on Shabbos between the Beis HaKnesses and their complex, then the Eruv would not suffice, because although Ben Hashmashas they're able to get there, but since we cannot view all the Rishiyas as one, the fact that there's a Karmelis in between that does not have proper Mechitzas would come at the one would not be able to rely on the Eruv Chatzeres of the Beis HaKnesses. However, according to the Evin Ha'izer, one would be able to rely on the Eruv Chatzeres that was put into the Beis HaKnesses. And Mekiveg himself lives at Tzarechin on the Shaila. The Mishneh Berurah and Simen Shin Samechet have caught them seems to quote the Magen Avraham and the Taz, that there's no Heter Tiltul on Shabbos between the Mokim that has proper Mechitzas and the Pass in the Beis HaKnesses, then the Erev would not suffice. And therefore, Allah alone would have to be Machmir. But the Hartzvi on our blood brings a Shaila that in Yerushalayim there was a curfew that was established, that one was not allowed to be found outside of the house after 6 o'clock at night. And they asked the Hartzvi if the Erev in Yerushalayim would be kosher in that situation. Since after the onset of Shabbos, after 6 o'clock at night until the morning, one would not be able to get to the Eruv Chatzeres, Tnachmas or curfew. They asked the Hartzvi, would we say, is the Eruv kosher or not? And the Hartzvi writes that although it's not Machmas Issa that one would not be able to get access to Eruv, nonetheless, that would technically be a problem. And he wrote that the individual has such a situation where the Sarir closed the Beis HaKnesses, he locked it, and then Ayyudah wrote that since in the onset of Shabbos you weren't able to get to the Eruv, even though it was not Machmas any Isser, it was just Machmas the fact that practically the Sarir didn't let them get into the Beis HaKnesses, nonetheless the Eruv was possible because you weren't able to get it. So therefore the Hartzvi said the fact that there's no Isser in going out, it's only Machmas a curfew that weren't able to get the Eruv, that would not be a Hetzer to Matzah the Eruv. However, the Hartzvi writes that based on our sugya, there would be mokim to matzah the total. And the Hartzvi writes, because on the onset of Shabbos, based on the aside that we just mentioned, on the onset of Shabbos, on Bein HaShmoshes, one was able to be kind of shvisa. He was able to establish himself as living in the Beis HaKnesses. Because on the onset of Shabbos was before 6 o'clock Bein HaShmoshes. Therefore, the kingin of the past, and to establish that they were living in the Beis HaKnesses, that was Chal on Bein HaShmoshes. the fact that we're unable to get access to it throughout Shabbos, and now we apply that what the Gemara says by Asayil Ilan Sulam, that since it's only Ayah the Yisur of Yala, since this I'm unable to access it, it's not Machmas Yisur Shabbos, it's Machmas Yisur Study, therefore the Erev would be Chal, the Erev would be Kosher. Mashiach in the case of the Night of Yehuda, now is the case we're on the onset of Shabbos. The Sari here locked the Beis HaKnesses. Therefore, they never had access to be kind of Shvisa. Hagam was not Machmes Yisr. Therefore, that's why the Erev wasn't kosher. Mashain Kain, in this situation, when the onset of Shabbos, one was able to access it. So the King of Shvisa happened Bein HaShmoshes. Nor, they weren't able to get to it throughout the course of Shabbos. And that we would apply the call of our blood of Ayad Yisr of Yala. Based on this Naidi Bihuda, where the Naidi Bihuda writes that although this that they were unable to access the Erev on the onset of Shabbos was not Machmas Yisr, it was Machmas that the Sari here closed the Beis HaKnesses, nonetheless the Erev was not Chal because on the onset of Shabbos was unable to get to the Erev. There's the Tshuva, and Shalos the Tshuvas, Tshuvas van Hagas, Mechelek Alf, Simon Reish Nun, where it discusses a situation where a community or a complex put the Erev in the house of one of the individuals, and that individual went away for Shabbos, in a situation where nobody in the development had access to that individual's house. And the Erev was not Chal, since in the onset of Shabbos they were unable to access the path of the Eruv HaSeiros, therefore they were unable to say they were all kind of Shvisa in that house. And he addresses that even though maybe one could say it's only Nisid Rabbanon to be Saiser, to break a window to get in, and in Nisid Rabbanon we're not Geiser Bein HaShmashais, and Kozman that there's a way to get to a Bein HaShmashais, even though on Shabbos there's no way to get to it, but we just established based on the Har Tzvi that it's called Ayad Yisur Aviyala, so if we only won't be able to access the house via Nisid Rabbanon alone, the Erev should be Chal. However, he writes that since the Isra Mazik is an Isra Deraisa, one's not allowed to be Mazik Min HaTorah, therefore, Kumdaisa, in the onset of Shabbos, there was an Isra Deraisa, one was unable to access the Erev, and therefore the Erev would be possible. And that would be an additional reason why we put the Erev HaTzeres in the Beis HaKnesses, because if we were to leave it in somebody's house, and that individual were to leave for Shabbos, and we don't have access to that Erev, then the Erev would not be able to be Chal that Shabbos.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.